Two big things on the minds of wheat producers: crop insurance and what to do with grain that's still in the bin. Kim, let's start with crop insurance and the deadlines to remember.
September 30, producers have to sign up for crop insurance by September the 30th. Another thing they need to do is make sure that their farm records at both the crop insurance agent's office and the FSA office match. Because if those two records don't match, there's a possibility if they have a loss that they won't get paid.
What are the choices in selecting a policy then?
Two major choices, the yield protection policy or the revenue protection. Of course, yield protection is like it sounds, it's just going to protect you against yield loss. The price is going to be set. With revenue protection, you're protected both against yield loss and changes in price. And it's possible for you have a yield loss and prices go up and that be beneficial and result in a higher payment than just your yield loss policy.
Now, is there anything new that producers might need to take a closer look at this year?
Well, there's a policy or a provision called yield exclusion. The USDA's came out in for counties, and based on county yields, on low years with county yields, they can drop their yield on their records, and that will raise their guaranteed yield and result in a higher payoff.
Now, I'll be really honest with you, this is a lot to remember and to sort through. What's the best way to figure all of it out and make the right choice?
It's very complicated, and I think the number one choice and the most important choice is your insurance agent. You need to get an agent that knows the policies, that can take your farm records, evaluate each alternative, and show you the potential results of each alternative, and then I think you'll make a better educated decision.
Well, let's weave prices now into this. How does the price outlook weigh into what you've talked about?
Well, you know, you started out with the producers with grain in the bin. Naturally, they're wanting higher prices, and they're wondering if prices are going to go up between now and, say, January 1. On the insurance question, on the yield protection versus revenue protection, are next June prices going to be the same as they are now? Are they going to be different? Because if they're the same, yield protection will work. If they're either higher or lower, they're different, then your revenue protection is probably best.
And now the $64,000 question, what's the price outlook look like?
Well, without explaining why, I look at December 1, I'm looking at 460. I realize that's higher prices than now. It's maybe a lot of risk in saying that, but my gut tells me 460, I'm gonna go with it. Next harvest, $5. If you forward contract now, it's somewhere between 450 and 475, so slightly higher prices.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.